This is Sam. Thank you for visiting TeachBible.org. Daily Insight for February the 28th. Today's Bible verse is from the Gospel of John 14 verses 1 to 3. Jesus says, "Do not let your hearts be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me. My Father's house has many rooms. If that were not so, would I have told you that I'm going there to prepare a place for you? And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come back and take you to be with me, that you also may be where I am." End of quote. Jesus said to the disciples whose hearts were sorrowful and troubled, "Beloved, our hearts are also troubled with numerous things that we face every day. Another potential world war now. Wars in our community. Racial tensions, relationship tensions, children's rebelliousness, severe health issues, financial tensions, and the list goes on. Is your heart troubled now? I know my heart gets troubled these days. I know for sure, without even asking you, that your hearts would also get troubled. Listen, Jesus gives the antidote to our troubled hearts. Keep this antidote deep inside your heart. Keep it safe there. He says, "Do not let your hearts be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house has many rooms, and he will come back and take you to him, that you may be where he is forever and ever." The Lord Jesus gave this comfort when he said these beautiful and gracious words. You see, that by the first assurance of these secret and comforting words from Jesus regarding the rapture, he comforted the disciples amid their sorrows and fears. And the same verses comfort us today amid our confusion and problems. He said this to them when their hearts were heavy. Apostle Paul later refreshed and explained more about this event in 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, verses 16 to 18. Listen what he wrote. It says, "For the Lord Jesus himself will come down from heaven with a loud command, with the voice of the archangel and with the trumpet call of God, and the dead in Christ will rise first. After that, we who are still alive and are left will be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air. And so we will be with the Lord forever. Therefore, encourage one another with these words." End of quote. You see, when Christ appears as he promised, he will come down from heaven the same way he went up, as it is described in Acts chapter 1. And this time with a loud command, with the voice of the archangel, and with the trumpet call of God. You see, the dead in Christ, that means the believers who already died by professing their faith and trust in the Lord Jesus, they will rise first. Immediately following that, the believers in Christ who are still alive here and left here will be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air. So you will be with the Lord forever after that. Make a note, he says, "Therefore, encourage one another with these words of hope of the rapture of the church." That means the believers who trusted and believed in Jesus as their Savior. You see, that's the blessed hope and comfort and the promise that Jesus gave us. The Bible says in 1 John chapter 2, verse 17, listen, it says, "The world is passing away along with all its desires, but whoever does the will of God remains forever." Listen, God says the world as you see now would pass away with all its desires. In contrast, although the world is fading away and be destroyed, whoever does the will of God remains forever. What is the will of God that causes you to remain forever? Jesus answered this question in John 6:40. He said, "For this is the will of my Father, that everyone who beholds the Son and believes in him will have eternal life. And I myself will raise him up on that last day." End of quote. Beloved, have you beheld the Son of God, Jesus Christ, and believed in him? If so, you will remain forever. You have eternal life. And even if you die, he will raise you up. If you are left living, you will be caught up and meet the Lord in the air. What an amazing event and hope. This is the promise the God of the Bible gives to you. You have hope amid the hopelessness of this world. Now listen, what is in store for this world is described in 2 Peter 3:10-13. It says, But the day of the Lord will come like a thief. The skies will disappear with a loud noise. Everything in them will be destroyed by fire, and the earth and everything in it will be exposed. In that way, everything will be destroyed. So what kind of people should you be? You should live a holy life, serving God as you wait and look forward to the coming of the day of God. When that day comes, the skies will be destroyed with fire, and everything in them will melt away with heat. But God made a promise to us that we are waiting for a new heaven and new earth where goodness lives. Friend, may I ask you this? Do you have this hope in this hopeless world? As the Bible informs, you are one day closer to your death or the destruction of this world. Do you know God loves you and sent Jesus Christ for your salvation and eternal life? Did you trust Him yet? If not, would you pray with me today? God, you said, "Let my heart not be troubled." You asked me to believe in God and believe in Jesus. I believe in God, and I believe in the only Savior, Jesus, who died, buried, and rose again for my salvation and eternal life. Please save me today, Lord, so that I will be with you forever. And with that hope, I may receive divine strength and encouragement every day. In the name of Jesus Christ, I pray. Amen. May the love, presence, and the blessings of the Lord be with you today and for the rest of your life. May His name be glorified in and through you. Thank you.